Hello, and welcome to Quantum Healing with the Angels. It has been a minute. We are sorry about that. It has been, oh gosh, it's just been crazy here. Lots going on, so it's taken a minute to get some things together. But today I have for you a new channeling. And this is actually two channelings put together. We wanted to give you a bit of extra content since you have been waiting so patiently. So this starts out the older session, which is when Travis started speaking light language. It starts with Larry, who is so excited about Travis speaking light language. And then Archangel Michael comes in, and then we bring in the new session, which is with Archangel Gabriel. The exclusive content is two things. It is more information and discussion about the eclipse and the energies of the eclipse. And although I've been hearing lots about the eclipse energies, this is not information that I've heard anywhere else. It is very specific. It's so important that if I were near the path of the eclipse, I would drive there just to go sit in the energy because of what it is going to do. So there's a little hint for you. And then we also added in some extra information, some more exclusive content, just because we wanted you to have a little extra because you've been patient and we love you guys. So the whole exclusive content is about 13 minutes long. So if you are one of those people who likes to be in the know about certain special things, I think that you will really like this. And your donation to our exclusive content really helps us so much. Things are pretty much like last month, but even more intense. And that's why it's taken us a little while to even get this podcast up for you. So if you do donate and purchase that, it is just a minimum of $5. And we appreciate it so much. If you do want to donate more, you can. Any amount is always helpful and helps us. So thank you so much for doing that if you've done it before, and thank you so much if you do it again. I know, well, a friend of mine said, don't you just push a button? And I was like, oh, I wish that is all that it took. We also have some new things for sale, some new recordings in our shop that I will link for you. There are light language recordings to start because I was getting so many requests for those, but there will be many more and many different kinds. There will be guided meditations, something for sleep because we learned something special about sleep, and some other really fun things that I have in mind that are all, actually they're written, I just need to record them. So I'll try to get those up for you as soon as possible. So I'm going to put the name of our shop where you can purchase these things in the show notes. And there is one other thing we would love to ask you guys. This will benefit you as much as it will us. If you could go to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our channel, like the videos that we have up, share them with your friends, that would help us so much. It'll help us to grow the channel. It'll help us to meet that. I think we need to have 500 followers before we can do lives. If I'm wrong, somebody let me know. But I think that that's the case. So yeah, that would help so much. And yes, please do let your friends know about us. That just word of mouth helps so much as well. And there are old sessions on there. That's a little secret. For those who don't know, we started out there on YouTube. We also have another podcast recorded that will go up in about 6 days, so watch for that. If you need healing, please contact me. Take a look at my reviews on sarah-webb.com. You can see what people have said, and yeah, drop me a line. I would love to talk to you. So we're going to get started now. This is episode 26 of Quantum Healing with the Angels.
That was amazing. Mm-hmm. I knew you could do it. That was excellent. You did very well. I love it.
Hi, Larry.
Hello!
Hi. You're so cheerful.
It is the light.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yes. We told him he could do it. I'm always telling him to do it. It helps bring in the light. It helps pushes the negative energies away. Yeah. It always works.
People want to understand how it works. It's hard to explain it.
Yes, people are slowly starting to understand, but it will take a while because it is not, what you say, mainstream in your area, but people are slowly starting to pick up on it. Some people are embarrassed to do it because they think they sound weird, but it is how we speak up here. I am speaking in English because that is what everyone understands.
I think people thought you spoke telepathically up there.
You can do that also. Mm-hmm. Like, if I spoke in like language, no one would understand.
Yeah.
I can literally say, like, no one understands what that is.
What did you say? Can it be translated or not?
I can translate it. I basically said, this is how you do like language. So go at it. That's pretty much what I said in like language.
That's funny.
But for everyone down there, it doesn't matter if they can understand it or not, because you always feel it when we say it. When you say like language to someone, they're always going to feel it. Some people may not feel it at first because they don't understand it and it scares them because of your religion. But they speak in tongues in your churches and they do not realize that they're speaking like language.
How does that happen in churches? Is it just happiness?
Yes, it is all for the happiness, and they get so joyful and it just comes out. Did you notice when you speak like language, it just comes out?
Oh, gosh.
That is how it happens in your churches. People get so happy and they just start making these sounds that you call them and they don't realize that they're saying like language.
Yeah, it really does come out. You're kind of distracted.
Yeah.
Like not really paying attention to what is coming out, and then it comes out easier.
It usually happens in your churches that you call Baptist churches, mm-hmm, or Pentecostal church. It's usually the churches where people are afraid of, that's not used to being around it. When they see people jumping around and yelling and screaming, it scares some people because they are not used to it.
Yeah.
And then they start speaking in like language, which they call tongues, and they had no idea that they were speaking like language.
It can go very fast, too.
Oh, yes, it goes very fast.
Like, why is that?
Because it just spills out of their body. Oh. You get so happy, it just has to come out. You just feel like you're going to explode if you do not.
That's true.
You do
feel like, it's like, this is not a happy analogy, but like when you have to throw up and you can't keep it in.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like that.
It has to come out.
Or like a sneeze. Yeah.
That's when you're really happy when it comes that way.
Yeah.
A lot of people do not know they can speak like language because they're so bundled up in the negative or worrying about other things, and a lot of people do not even know about like language.
It feels like your tongue has to move or something.
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
And you're not thinking about what you're saying. And I read about it, and they said it's like it goes directly to the light body of the other person, and that person's higher self knows how to distribute it. Is that correct?
Yes,
Okay.
that is exactly how it. You have to get it out.
Yeah.
You because it just wants to come out so bad.
And you do feel happy when you're doing it.
Yes, and it really does. It really does heal. And you know, sometimes you have to do it more than once because it doesn't heal everything totally at first. But if you do it more and more, it will work. You won't have to wonder if it's ever going to.
Yeah, that's very good.
It will always work.
Can that help with deeper things? Like when people are really, really blocked off, sometimes it seems like that really helps break that down,
Yes, when you
that
do the light
tightness.
language when they're really blocked off, it kind of puts. It puts their mind in the sign. It confuses them.
Yeah.
They listen to it, and they don't know what you're doing, and they're trying to figure out. They're not trying to decipher what you're saying because they know it's impossible, but they're actually trying to understand how you are doing that
I don't know.
without being afraid to do it. So it confuses them. But at the same time, they'll listen to it and it will put them at ease. And they will stop worrying about how you are doing it. And then when they stop worrying about how you are doing it, it puts them at ease. And it makes them feel good and they have no way of knowing why it is making them feel good. But it's the light language, as we say, is a healing language and it makes people feel good. There are some people that are really, really in the matrix, and when you say it, they just can't get over it sounding funny. And that's when their minds are really thinking too much because they're trying to figure out, instead of just listening to it and taking it in, they're trying to figure out why you are doing that. They shouldn't be wondering why you are doing it because you told them why you were doing it before you started doing it. You say you're going to do some light language for them to give them healing and to free their minds.
Yes, it does that.
So they probably didn't even hear that part when you said that. So there's like, wait, what is she doing? What is that? But if you do it for a long time, eventually they will stop thinking because they can't keep thinking that for 5 minutes straight. Why are you doing that for 5 minutes straight? Eventually they're going to stop saying that in their heads and they're just going to relax and just listen. And when they listen, that's when it will take effect because they will feel it. No one can think for 5 minutes of the same thing. No one can do that. Eventually they will give up and be like, okay, I'm just going to just listen to this and see what happens. And all of a sudden they're totally calm.
Reminds me when I had a session for my cancer, that girl did two things beforehand. I think they opened my body up because I was very anxious. I was very tight. I was very worried. And she did Reiki and she did sound bowls, singing bowls. And I think that helped loosen everything up so I could see.
Yes,
Yeah.
and it totally worked.
It did work.
It totally
And I
worked.
think this works better.
Yes, light language is basically the top language you can use to heal people.
Yeah. A question about that.
Yes.
Do the symbols help? You know, the symbols people make.
It gives extra power to the light language.
Yeah.
Some people don't even use their hands with light language, but light language is the symbols. When they use the symbols, sometimes it's almost like what you call sign language. It's basically the same thing. So it's like the sign language for light language.
Sometimes I feel like doing that.
Yes. It doesn't matter, but if you do it, it does give it more power.
Some people only move their hands or write.
Yes. It isn't necessary, but like I said, if you want to give it more power, you can use your hands. But it's still going to heal no matter what, even if you do not use
Okay.
your hands.
And then we discovered that doing it together made it really powerful.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, either way will work.
Okay.
Oh, Michael would like to come in.
Okay.
I am here.
Hello.
What he was saying is true. You do that. It's, you can use your hands and it will give it more power.
Can I ask you some questions, Michael?
Yes.
Okay. I have never asked about this, the seraphim and the Elohim. I was wondering what those are, if they are real and what they are.
Those were real beings a long time ago, the Elohim and the Seraphim. They were almost alike, but they didn't have any certain powers or anything. They were just more spiritual beings. They were more. They did have super healing powers. And they were very intelligent as well. But they weren't really super special like people are making them out to be. They were a race of beings, but they were human. They didn't have anything different than what you have. They were human.
The Elohim.
Yes, they were a race of beings, but they were human.
Oh, okay.
But they were not from this planet.
Okay.
But they did live here for a long time.
Do they look like us, or
They
do?
were human.
Yeah. So they look like us.
They had more power, like mostly mental powers, like they could levitate, they could actually do telepathy as well, 'cause they were like the first early humans that can do those things. All of that went away when they left the Earth and your so-called religion was formed and pretty much told people they couldn't do anything. And they had to rely on, well, they called him God, but it's really Source. But the religions just changed everything. They took away what humans could have been. Like we said before, you should be able to fly, you should be able to do telepathy. But since you were taught that you could not do any of those things, and that's why you cannot do it. So you was pretty much taught to be less than what you were, just so they can have more control over you. Which is basically, like we say, the reptilians did that. They made up all the religions and all these other things, just put people in charge of other people and make people feel less than what they are so they can take orders from this and that. They even made Source seem angry. That's why we said there's no such thing as hell. They made up hell. They even tell you, if you make God angry, he will put you in hell. Source has no anger in him. He is never angry. So people should not believe those things. But unfortunately, that those things have been put on your earth for so long, and they're almost ingrained in the DNA. Unfortunately, that's how
Yeah.
bad it is.
I notice people believing that. That shouldn't be believing that. That I'm like, Why would you fall for that?
Yes, even when babies are born, when you come to that planet or any other life, when you come to that planet and you pick a life in a Christian family, those Christian values are in your DNA, but they're not instilled into you yet. Your parents put that in you. So it's already in your DNA because it was in their DNA. So it gets passed down, but the only way it's activated is when the parents teach them those things. And every now and then, you have a little glitch, which there are a lot of people that have a little thing that they wanted when they came down there so they wouldn't fall into that trap. You have it because you wanted it. You didn't have it at first, but now you have it. Before you signed your life mission, you said you wanted to have. You didn't want to be totally in the matrix. You did not want to follow whatever you were going to be taught. You wanted to be free so you can get back into the light. That's why you are the way you are. And this being that we call Travis, this being only wanted a little. He wanted more of the light in his body. That's why when his family was trying to teach him the religion, he was not buying it. The whole time, he acted like he was because he had to, because it was in his family. So he pretty much had to fake that he believed it the whole time. But as soon as he got away from that, as soon as he got old enough to get away from his family, then he just let it go. And they pretty much knew that. They could tell, but they didn't shun him for it. Fortunately, he was in a family where they just let their families do what they want. You're not forced to go to church. You're not forced to be a Christian. You're not forced to be a Muslim. You make your own choices. Unfortunately, there are some people there and families that are really into their religion. If you don't want it, then they'll try to disown you. And if you're a really strong person, then that won't bother you one bit. You won't need them because it is your life. It is not their life. Your life is your life. Your life has nothing to do with your family at all. That is the one thing about families. People are hard to understand because they have a family and they think everyone has to do something a certain way. And that just causes strife. And that's not the way family is supposed to work. Because everyone came in this world as an individual. And they should remain that way. Even in a family unit, everyone should work together to help each one of them accomplish their goals.
The seraphim, what are they? And if so, what are they?
They were another form of human, just like the Elohim. They just had a different name.
Oh, people think those are angels.
And we didn't call them that. Like I said, those are names that humans come up with. They didn't even have any names. They was just another being. They were created by Source. And someone says, well, I got to name them something, so I'm going to name this one Elohim and this one. So that's what they do. That's why it's so hard to give information to a lot of people on your planet because, like we said, humans like to have everything in a box.
Oh,
They
they
gotta
really
have a
do.
name for something. If you show them something, they're like, what is that?
They
And
don't.
if I say it's nothing, they would not like that. They're like, well, it's got two horns and anything. So, why do you need to have a name for it? Well, the people on your planet gotta have a name for it, because that's the only way they can recognize it. You just need to know that it's there and it is minding its own business. But yes, the serum is of the and the Elohim. They were both human.
So, I have a question for you. Some mediums I've talked to say that when they talk to people on the other side, they are They never find anybody who is angry. But then there are people who say, I saw a ghost in my house, or it told me that it lives here and it's angry and I have to get out. And they believe that that is a ghost of a deceased person that is still living there and angry because it doesn't know how to get off the earth or something like that.
Yes.
Is that at all true?
No.
Okay.
There are no angry beings when you pass over.
Right. Okay.
Unfortunately, when people see those things, those are people that don't know they have a gift of sight. But the reptilian beings know.
Okay.
And they use the negative energy. They say, okay, this guy can see. So let's give him something that's not so great.
Okay.
Let's give him an angry apparition and yell at him and say, get out of my house or
Okay.
get away from here.
And they.
Because they know that the human being was bought on religion, they automatically assume it's either a demon or it's an angry ghost. Because
Right.
it's negative. It's
Right.
easy to be negative. So it's kind of unfortunate because that person finally sees he has a gift, and the first people that sees it are the reptilians, and they want to use it against him, so he'll be too scared to see the good things, like the good spirits that are walking around.
Right.
Eventually, they may see some good beings, but they're already confused because they're already taught about what you call evil and a devil and demons don't exist. The reptilians make demons exist because they can make demons. They know how to make those things.
So they project that, and that's what the person is experiencing,
Yes!
is something from the reptilians.
That is exactly right. It is a projection.
Okay,
That
like a
is the best
hologram.
answer for it. It is a projection. Or what you call a hologram.
Yeah, hologram. Okay.
Yes. And people buy into it and.
I'm sure it's very persuasive. I mean,
Oh, yes, it's easy to get
that.
people on your planet to be scared and angry. That's the easiest thing to get people to do.
Okay.
That's why it's so easy for those beings to do that.
Well, that makes sense now as to why certain mediums don't ever experience that.
Right, because mediums actually see the real spirits.
Yes.
Most mediums, that is a special power that Source gave them.
Yeah.
They are kind of immune to the reptilians' projections because they're so high spiritual that the reptilians almost can't touch them. Because even if a medium did see it, which they really can't, because the reptilians can't get to them. They can't get to them. They can only get to people that are negative all the time.
Right.
Most mediums are not negative. They're totally in the light, and they don't want to have anything to do with anything that is negative.
Yeah.
So they can't be touched. Which is
Okay.
another reason why you have never seen anything like that.
No, I haven't ever.
Because it is not real.
I think when I was younger and in religion, I maybe had one semi-experience of
Yes.
hearing something like that, but
Yes.
now I never saw anything.
Yes, and they can do sounds and they can make things fly around the rooms and and of course they're gonna know, they're gonna assume that the person thinks that it's a demon or something or evil ghost, because if you bang on things and throw stuff around, well, that's not too happy. So you're gonna assume that it's. But if the person was never brought up on religion and stuff was flying around, then they'd be like, what is this?
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if it's a scientist. If it's a scientist, they'll assume there's some kind of magnetic field making their things fly around like that or something. They wouldn't think it's any kind of spiritual thing. They'll think it's some kind of scientific magnet or something making their things fly around. So everyone is different.
And the reptilians doing this, are the Draco reptilians a different type of being?
The Draco is what you call is the name of a certain race of reptilians. They're the same. Well, basically all reptilians are the same, but the Draco is a race that you call Draco. But they're all the same. Like there's no. They pretty much work as a hive mind. So there are no reptilians that are all over any other reptilians. They all work the same. They all do the same thing.
Some of them are good, though, right?
Yes. The good ones are the ones that are closer to the light. And they're kind of warring with the evil ones as well. The good ones are the ones that are trying to hijack the Matrix and shut it down, or they're the ones that are helping everyone else fight the evil ones, which is really good because they know how the evil reptilians work.
Work. Yeah.
That's another reason why I say it is not going to last long, because the good reptilians are a big help because they know how everything works.
Oh,
That's
I bet.
negative. They can just tamper with it. It is super under guard though, but they can't tell a good reptilian from a bad one.
How do they not read their minds? They're just not capable of.
The good reptilians are very good actors. They can be around negative reptilians. The only time they have to be careful is when they work together and they are assigned to do something evil. Most of the time they just try to get on another job.
Project.
They're almost like humans. They will fake being able to not do it. Like they could be. Those reptilians do get ill, by the way. They get sick as well. So they can do like humans and, what'd you say? Call in
Call
sick.
in sick.
That is what they do
That
to
is very funny.
keep from doing bad things.
I know they have a technology that you've told me about that is like a crystal
Yes.
technology. Is there a technology that we can use to like a positive crystal technology to defend ourselves or not?
You can use any, pretty much every crystal on your planet has light power, even if it just looks, most people just think it's just a rock.
Oh, yeah.
You can literally dig up a crystal and it has the same power as a clean crystal.
Really?
Crystal in general, it magnifies
Okay.
light. So if you have a crystal in your hand and you're doing light language, good Lord, what you say on your planet, that will be a lot of power. So even if you got like a little crystal, which I know you have some, you can have one of those in your hand and doing like language, and it will magnify it 100-fold.
So that would be a good way to defend myself.
Yes.
Okay. And then what if people don't know light language? Is there anything they can do?
People that don't know like language, they have to be taught to. They have to be taught about the light link, because people that are in your so-called religion are closed-minded, and unfortunately, it is going to take a lot to get them out of that. Unfortunately, if you can't, then you basically just have to let them do it the way they do it, which is the old-fashioned way, and
So,
what they say is pray.
okay. So light language is really, really powerful.
Light language is power. Light language surpasses your religion because the religion is made up. Religion only works a little bit.
Oh, as far as like prayer and.
Religion on your planet is like hope. That is not. Hope is not a terrible word, but it's not a good word either. When you do like language is a guarantee. It is going to work. When people say, "I will pray for you," or something, and that'll work a little bit, but you're praying to Source, which is not a bad thing. But Source doesn't like to be worshipped, really, but he knows that's the way you were raised, so he takes the prayers and He answers them sometimes, you know,
Yeah.
because that's how you were raised.
I have this feeling light language is going to become a bigger thing.
Once people see how powerful light language is, they will not laugh in it. They
Yeah.
will not laugh at it anymore.
Yeah.
Especially if they listen to it and they feel something.
I've never had it not work on someone.
Pretty much everyone that
Oh, yeah.
listens to light language is going to feel something.
Yeah.
Even the ones that think it sounds funny, the only ones that think it's the hardcore religious people will not like it. Unless they listen to, if they research it and they see all these people doing light language and they understand that it's not just something someone made up,
Right.
then they will feel it. And they're like, wait, there's something to this. Sound is very important when it comes to light. Anything with light or light language or any kind of light, sound is very important because they use sound a lot. They use sound to move things around. They use sound to lift up blocks. They use sound to build things. They use sound to heal people. Sound is very, very important. That's why music is so strong, because people love music because of the sound. Sound is very, very, very important when it comes to light.
Okay.
That's why some people's tones of voices make people feel good because of the sound.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the diamond light.
Yes.
I was reading about it and said it's some of the strongest light, healing light.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, because we all know crystals have a lot of power. And crystals have a lot of power. When you speak through the crystals, it gives it even more power. And then crystals and vibration, which you can use with different.
Musical instruments?
Yes.
Yes.
You can use those, but you can use a tuning fork, what you call sound bowl with crystals. It all meshes together. It is sound. The sound will work. It makes everything sound a whole lot stronger, especially when you do your light language with your voice and you use the crystals while holding them. Sometimes you can put the crystal right here on your voice box. You can hold the crystal down with your chin and speak with it. It will make it even more powerful.
Through it.
Even with me talking now, it made it sound a little louder because I put it right here on my
Right. Let me
throat
take
area.
a picture of that, okay?
So if you do that, you can put it here and speak through your chest. It makes your voice sound a little sharper
Yeah.
because it's the crystal bringing out more light
Okay.
while you speak. It even made this voice sound sharper when I did it.
Wow.
It put a little bit more what you call a treble in it. So just do that and it will work. You do light language.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, sometimes when I meditate and imagine bringing in light, my body jolts and jerks.
Oh, that is bringing extra light through your body. Even when you're doing some healing, if someone puts their hands on you and they're doing light language on your body and your body jerks or jolts, there's like a lot of light power shooting through your body trying to push the pain out if you are in pain. Or if you're not in pain, it's just giving you a lot of extra light shooting through your body to make you happy.
Wow.
That is what it is doing.
So I know how to bring that in to my own body, it seems,
Yes.
because
You
when
can do that by yourself. Anyone can do that on their own. Some people will do it and all of a sudden they'll just jerk. And they haven't know, why did I jerk like that? It was because the light is going through your body and you just jerk.
Okay.
It is light shooting through your body.
So when I imagine it doing that, it's really doing that, and really physically it affects me.
Yes.
Can I do that for others?
Yes.
Send it into them?
Yes, you can send them. You don't have to actually touch their bodies. If you just picture yourself touching their body, they might even say they jerked a little bit. It'll work the same way as actually being there with them in the physical form. It'll work the same way.
Okay. Thank you. That is wonderful. So if someone wants to learn that,
If someone wants to learn it, they would need to talk to someone like you.
Okay.
They will not talk to me because a lot of people think talking to the angels is weird as well.
Yeah.
Some people are getting used to it, but
Anyone can talk to you. Anyone can talk to you.
yes, if they were told they can talk to me, then they. But a lot of people on your planet, unfortunately, are not told they can talk
Yeah.
to the angels. They are told they can talk to Yeshua or God,
Yeah.
which is Source.
Well, that is true. I was never taught to that I could talk to angels.
Right.
And sometimes people will say, "How do you do it?" And I say, "You just talk. You just talk."
Yes, the only time people think of us is if they were in an accident and
Right.
they might see one of us take them out of the accident.
I think so many people think of the other side as the end of it all, and of you guys as just beings who go around occasionally saving people from accidents and floating around in clouds, and that's all you do. And that's so different than what we've learned.
Yes, that's what your media has put into their heads. They put
Okay.
in your movies, that's what they put. That's pretty much all they have us doing. They don't have us just giving out information randomly to people. They always have us just being around when someone is dying or die or saving them from something. That's when we usually get recognized when we save people. And the only reason why we save people is because, well, it was in their life plan. Like you actually planned for us. Okay, I'm going to be in this car wreck. I want Michael to save me. And I was like, okay, here I am. I'm just waiting, and as soon as the accident happens, I will whisk you out and before you can get hurt or block something so you do not get hurt, because that's what you wanted in your life plan.
Even other healers or spiritual people don't say much about you or what you have to say. It's just like they're just here for comfort, and that's it. They don't act like you have anything to say.
Well, if there are people calling themselves spiritual healers and that's all they believe, then they are not spiritual healers.
Okay.
You can't think that way and be a spiritual healer. You have to believe that we are around all the time and we do more than that.
Yeah.
You're not a spiritual healer if that's all you believe.
I know there's the galactic side and it's very exciting and all that, and it is, but you are so full of information and you're the closest to source, yes?
Yes.
Yeah,
The other things that you say about the galactic stuff, those things are physical
Yeah.
and somewhat mental. They're not even spiritual. They're mostly mental things because some people can speak to other beings, but those other beings are alive. They are physical beings. They can just do telepathy, and they can talk to each other back and forth. That's not even spiritual. That's just telepathic. So all those things are telepathic. So anything that someone says they heard from the galactic this, the galactic that is all physical and it's all being done telepathic. That is not spiritual.
Well, you have much more power, right? Because of who you are and what you do.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't you tell us once that you organized the, well, at least from there, from the other side, beings who have passed over who want to talk or who do talk, that you coordinate that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, in this life, yeah. There's so many people under stress right now financially, but I know this is a year of a lot of change. And there are lots of ideas that I have. Will that happen to other people too, if they just think of what can I do to get out of this situation?
Yes, usually people always find ways to get out of the situation because they have to survive. And they will find ways. And the things you have thought up recently are going to work. So just do them and they will work. Because like language is very powerful.
Oh, can I guide someone into hypnosis and can I go in with them and also confirm to them what they're seeing?
Yes.
Like the girl that was seeing down from the top of the pyramid, I saw her on the ground. That girl on the
Yes.
ground.
Yes, you saw it. And this being's higher self saw it. And he told him to tell her that. Because she needed to hear that, because that way she knows she was actually seeing something. Because she was putting herself. She saw it. It didn't scare her, but she saw it and her ego got in the way,
Her
which she doesn't
egos.
know it. Her ego said, "Okay, you're not in Egypt. You're just probably saw that in a movie or something and you're not there." She was a being that could turn into an owl.
Oh,
She was
that's gonna be cool.
a shapeshifter. She was a sorcerer. She was one of the sorcerers in that land. So she could shapeshift. She was a human that could shapeshift.
Oh, when I went to the Sekhmet life, did I have a human face or was it just the lion face? It felt like it went back and forth.
You were a shapeshifter as
Shape
well.
shift. Okay. Is that what they did?
Not all of them. You were the most powerful one. You were in the most powerful family that could do that.
That's amazing.
Because you were not from this planet. You were sent here to help with some things on this planet, and you are part of the more angelic beings, not angelic like me, but you had powers where you can do things like that. You weren't a sorcerer, but you were a powerful, powerful queen that could also do that.
How come they never show her face
Because they couldn't decipher which face to use, because she could be a human at one point, no, she could be the other one. She usually shifted to the animal one when she was trying
That's
to prove a point,
amazing.
basically. Mostly when she was angry. When she was trying to prove a point. Like, don't mess with me. She was a human most of the time, but the only time she switched from to the animal head is when she was trying to prove a point. Yes.
That is wild.
And that was you in the past life, so you were very powerful. Yes. You were very powerful.
Yeah, the Lyran beings are. I don't know if that is a Lyran being or if that's a Sirian being.
You were Lyrian. You were what we call the cat beings, but you had a special power. You could switch into a human or anything you wanted. You were a special, special Lyrian being. The history is so much that we can't explain it to you
Yeah, I bet.
because it meshes all together and it will take
Oh, I bet
years
it.
to explain how everything works.
Yeah.
Most people don't even know that Lyrians, the cat people, even had anything to do with Egyptians. That's why we say it is so much. These things have a lot of power.
Really?
It is so much
Those necklaces. Wow.
to tell. We can't tell you it all, it's too much.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It will just blow your mind.
Yeah, I bet. I remember having a connection with Hathor
Yes.
before I discovered all this.
Yes.
So that must be where that comes from.
Yeah, it comes
Life.
from that life.
It is
Yes.
fascinating, to learn about these lives.
Yes.
And I want to take people into them because they're so, well, they just expand your mind and you realize you're more than what you've been taught.
Yes.
And you can learn things from them too.
Yes.
Oh, I had a question for you about, I've noticed something that when you take a bath, it takes away pain, or when you take a shower, it's different than just like, say you're sick and you just wash a little bit. It's very different when you take a bath.
Yes, because when you're in the water changes the gravity.
Oh, is
It's
that what
almost
it's
like
doing?
being in space.
Really? Oh, that's true.
So when you're floating in the water, the pain doesn't have anything to target. It's almost like the pain is drowning, so it doesn't know where to go.
Yeah.
It was focused on one spot, but the water puts it in a space where it doesn't know where to go. So it kind of just dissipates and goes away because it doesn't know where to go.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yes, so that's the best thing to do when you're in pain. Head pain is different unless you stick your head underwater, which you can't do for so long, but usually when you take a bath, it still pushes the pain up in your head, almost out of your head. It kind of hurts a little teeny bit more for head pain because all your blood goes to your head when you're in the water. Unless you go all the way under the water, then it kind of dissipates. But any other pain in the body, it will disappear.
What about showers? Are they just as good or
Showers work a little. It's almost like a massage. So the pain will kind of go away with showers, but baths really take the pain away.
That is so interesting. I wondered why, like, what does it do? It's really interesting.
Yes, the gravity, because gravity holds you down and pain sticks to your body with the gravity and it hurts so bad. But once you get in the water, the pain doesn't know where to go because it's like floating and it
Okay.
doesn't know where to go, so it just goes away.
That's what I was wondering, if it's stuck, like if we go out and negative energy sticks to us or things like that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. My higher self must have told me that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, if you're in anti-gravity and floating around, it is hard to be in pain or almost
Wow.
impossible for negative energy to get into your body when you're in zero gravity. Because you're pretty much floating around like the negative energy floats around. So it's almost like it bounces off of you or something.
So if you swam or something, that'd probably be.
Yes. If you feel like swimming, some
Right,
people, that's why
exactly.
it's best. Some people just go sit in the hot tub, which is perfect for pain, actually, is a hot tub. Or just a regular pool. It does make the pain go away because it doesn't know where to go.
That is
Except for your
incredible.
head. And unless you go all the way under the water, then it just totally dissipates. Sometimes it just goes to your head and you start to get a headache.
So if you go under the water, you can dunk your head in and
Yes.
get rid of it. Okay.
Or you pour water over your head
Oh, yeah.
and it will make the pain go away as well because it's like taking a shower and a bath at the same time.
Yeah.
So either way, if you put water on your face, I sprinkle water on your face with a lot of water while you're in the tub, it's the same thing as
Same thing. Okay.
taking a shower and yes.
That's amazing. Water is amazing.
Yes.
Okay. I was curious to ask about the energies coming in right now. I know an eclipse is coming up. I know that's nothing scary because I've already asked that question. Are those positive energies coming in that we can use to manifest, or what is happening with eclipse energies? What do? Anything in particular?
The eclipse energies are when an eclipse forms over a certain area of your planet. If you go outside, a lot of people don't notice this, but if you go outside, a lot of the birds will disappear. It will get really quiet because most of nature think it is getting dark before it's supposed to get dark, so everything will get quiet. And there is a lot of powerful energy that comes through.
And then what's all the sickness and purging going on?
The sickness and purging is pretty much worldwide, actually. There are a lot of people that are getting sick. They're purging away the old. They're purging away the old world. It's almost like,
yeah,
it is another way of people waking up. Actually, some people are getting sick and they're getting afraid and they're taking it the wrong way. But a lot of people that are around the right people that are telling them that you're purging because you're purging out old. You're purging out your old ways. You're like, okay, this is not working for me, so I'm purging it out. If you talk to the right people, then you will know what it's for. But if you don't talk to anyone, of course, people are going to go to the doctor because they think, and of course, the doctor is going to say they have a flu or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they won't know what it's really for, unfortunately. They're still purging.
Yeah.
They'll notice some things are different in their mindsets, but they won't know what it's about. Because they're not talking to the right people. They're just talking to normal people, and they'll never know that they're talking about. They'll never know that they're purging out negative things to make their lives better. They just assume that they're just sick. And they all of a sudden they feel so happy, and they don't know what they're happy about, but they just assume it's just, they're just happy, just to be happy.
Yeah. Is this a special purge that's happening? For, you know, things that are coming?
Yes. Okay. It's purging for things that are coming. There are some things that are not going to be so great, but it'll all turn around and it'll be better. But yes, it is a purge for that reason.
So that we are ready? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is a purge for you to be ready because you'll be light. You'll be lighter. You'll feel lighter, and you'll be able to, what do you say, move around better. You won't be so tired.
Oh, yes. Oh, we've been so tired lately.
Yes. The reason why you're tired, actually, it sounds funny, but being tired is actually a kind of purging, too, because you're kind of resting your mind. You just want to relax and not work so much. Unfortunately, there are most people that have to work like all the time, so their purging is a little bit harder because they're working while they're purging, and that is awful, actually.
Oh,
it just drains you. Then when it drains you, that turns into more just frustration, and then of course the negative energy will suck in on that, and it's just annoying, really. But they're still purging, but the people that are easier to purge are the ones that don't have to work as hard, and they have time to think, and they have time to relax and just let it purge out. Yeah. Unfortunately, most people on your planet don't have time to relax like that because they have to, what you call, work.
And then, of course, anytime we're in pain, you said that, you know, the negative energy will try to capitalize on that. So that probably will try to come in and bug us. I know yesterday I felt kind of sick, and it kind of felt like that.
Yes, that was a purging as well.
Yeah.
Mainly because you're purging so you can set yourself up to do things. Because you know there are certain things you need to be doing right now, and you also know that there is something good coming your way.
I felt it in my throat, too, yesterday. Is that they don't want me to, or is that just to clear out my throat chakra?
It was clearing out your throat chakra, but they were still trying to mess with you a little bit. They knew it wasn't going to last long, but they were just they were just picking. They weren't trying to do it to, because they know they can't stop it in generally, but they were just picking, picking at it.
Is there anything else you want to tell people right now? about anything, well, the energy or anything? Can you tell us how much longer we're gonna be purging or no?
No,
Yeah.
it is just going to stop whenever it stops.
Okay.
There is not a certain time. People actually purge all the time. It is actually just more people doing it right now. People
Okay.
purge all the time that way, but it is actually more people doing it now because something is coming.
Yeah, something is coming, huh?
Yes, something is coming.
Do we still have the possibility of the timeline where it's just all happy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for listening to Quantum Healing with the Angels. This podcast is sponsored by Sarah Webb Beyond Quantum Healing. Contact Sarah today for your free consultation and mention this ad for 10% off your Quantum Healing or Quantum Connect session.